We're going to give you a quick rundown of kind of where we are in the legislative spectrum calendar, if you will. We just had, of course, our primary elections. Texas had moved their primary dates to be one of the first primary election states in the country. And so we have the results of some of that and kind of what's next. But then we wanted to focus on a couple of policy areas to both of us give you a little point of view, perspective from our clients' point of view and our experiences over the years. Not necessarily a point counterpoint, but just kind of where the issue has been on both property tax issues or revenue matters for how we fund local governments and state government. Then also kind of broadly in with regards to land use topics, kind of this notion of preemption and where the kind of line ought to be drawn from a regulatory sense on certain decisions and development matters. And so with that, I will run through some of the key dates that we have here. As we said, the March 6th primary, you will have runoffs on May the 22nd. That we will talk about just in a moment. And then, of course, November 6th is the general election. And then a real important date for folks like Daniel and I, as I like to say, real bills with bill numbers that can become law start being filed that following week, November the 12th. And that's really the true start of the 86th legislative session when bills start being filed. And then we kick off in January. Out of the primary results that we saw, we saw historic numbers of voters in both primaries, both the Republican and Democrat, for what is labeled a gubernatorial year election.